Hello, and welcome to the Popmatic Podcast. I'm Brian.
And I'm Crystal. We're librarians at Nashville Public Library.
This podcast is where you can find reviews and recommendations of the best books, movies, and music available for checkout from the Popular Materials Department of the Nashville Public Library.
You can also learn about library programs such as concerts, film screenings, book clubs, author talks, and book signings.
Every April here at the Nashville Public Library, we spring into the arts. So for April's podcast, we're going to feature a real-life artist and sample some of his work. Ryan Hurchin is lead singer and songwriter of the band Telefon, whose self-titled debut album was released earlier this year. If expertly crafted experimental pop music is your thing, you shouldn't ignore this record. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your musical background?
I was raised in St. Louis. I don't really have any formal training. I've been thinking about this, actually, and I think a lot of my influence was that I was raised Catholic, and I went to a Catholic school. You know, we went to church 6 out of 7 days a week. The choral music in the Catholic Church, I think, really had a profound impact on, like, the way I think about music and melody, and subconsciously, probably. You know, it seeped in when I was a kid.
So you played piano and guitar?
Yes.
And you taught yourself piano?
I taught myself piano about 4 years ago.
So if you're going to write a song, which do you reach for first?
Either one, really. Lately, most of the time, it starts out on piano. But I'll have a guitar at the piano with me. And really, it doesn't matter anything. I can start with a drum beat. It's just I get an idea in my head, and then it starts forming, and then I use whatever's around me to make something out of it. I'm trying to experiment with different ways to write a song. Start with the lyrics first and then write a melody to that and then work off that. Or, you know, start with a drum machine beat, reference a book or a newspaper article.
Your lyrics seem to be influenced by historical figures. Can you talk a little bit about what inspires your writing?
Yeah, I studied history. Historical figures make great proper nouns. They do. And lyrically, when you're writing a song, it's important to provoke the listener with colorful words. And historical figures can tell so much about something without having to really say it. Maybe Anne Frank would be a good example of that. It's on the record.
Sometimes I wish that I didn't. Sometimes I get completely nervous around friends. And I wish that they didn't. I've got a box full of valentines.
I think names, too, sometimes just poetically, the lyricality of certain sounds of names, like, can work better than normal words. They have all these different emotional associations, too.
Like they said. Do, and they're controversial, too. What's a hero to one person could be a villain to another.
So how did the band come together?
I moved to Nashville here in 2005. I met Toby. He's a drummer. I met Gabriel, and he had a really good style, and he brought in Ross, and Ross's guitar, he's an incredible guitar player. Now it's kind of still my songs, but we've developed our own sound for sure.
You've said in other interviews that you really admire your guitar player's sound.
Ross is, he doesn't play like a regular guitar player. I played with a lot of guitar players, and they really play with a style, right? Somebody will sit in with you, and they'll automatically go right to a blues riff, or a rock riff, or a jazz riff. And Ross doesn't approach music like that. He almost plays it like a violin. He plays just what a melody is in a song, and he's very careful, and he's very patient. He's not a showman. He's not out to be real fancy. He just does what's right for the song and evokes feeling with his playing. Plus, he's got great tone.
Thank you.
the version of your album that I got was very elegantly packaged. Looks like it was handmade.
So. It was handmade.
Do you have any thoughts?
Took a long time. Still taking a long time.
Do you have any thoughts about what some people are calling the obsolescence of compact discs?
I don't think that'll ever be the case. When you say the obsolescence of CDs, you mean like the obsolescence of the album?
I think that some people think that, you know, physical containers, besides digital devices, are slowly becoming a thing of the past.
I agree. I think, obviously, people are always going to need CDs to play in their car and, you know, to hand out at a show. You can't hand out MP3s, but...
It's strange, though, because I think the people who really love music, I mean, they're the people who are buying records.
That's a good
like
point.
Vinyl records. But speaking of records, what was the first record you were obsessed with, and do you still feel the same way about it now?
Oh, yeah. It was the summertime. I was in fourth grade. We were at the pool, and I got into my dad's truck. Pink Floyd's Time was playing on the radio. And I remember sitting in the car and just being like, what is this? And, like... I went home and found that he had Dark Side of the Moon on vinyl, and I immediately put it in, and that was the first record that I just completely became obsessed with, which is odd because it's probably the best record of all time, in my opinion. I still feel that way, and I'm still just completely obsessed with the whole idea of that record and the way that it goes along with The Wizard of Oz, and just there's so many mythical things about it that, I mean, you can definitely hear it in our own music, I think.
So this is a library podcast, so I have to ask, what is your favorite book, and how has it seeped into your writing?
I tell you what, I really enjoyed The Horse's Mouth by Joyce Carey.
That's a classic.
I think the humor in that book about the artist is something that every artist should read, because it just takes this humorous approach to how ridiculous the artist can take himself. But if I was to say that my favorite book would—a book that's really touched me the most, I would say, was The Unbearable Lightness of Being by Milan Kundera. It's definitely in the writing. Stockhausen said, you know, the role of the arts is not to entertain people. The role of the arts is to explore the inner space of man and find out how intensely he can vibrate. The Unbearable Lightness of Being is definitely that book. It cuts right to the soul of humankind. And in a sense, yeah, I think it's kind of what I'm trying to do with music.
Yet also be commercially successful.
Yeah, maybe not. Ideally, I'd like to make something that resonates with people a lot more than something that just sells well.
Telefant's self-titled album can be found at all fine Nashville record stores. And you can find out how to order a copy at myspace.com/telefantband. That's myspace.com/TELEPHANTBAND.
You've been listening to Nashville Public Library's Pop-Matic Podcast. For more information, please visit library.nashville.org.
That's on the interweb.